Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We have a great, great program planned for you today. Happy almost Christmas. It is my last day before I go on my own Christmas break, but I will be back Tuesday and you'll be in really good hands tomorrow. It's a live show. The whole crew will be here, Howie, Taylor, Jared, Emma, Matt. So everyone will be here and they're going to finish the week off strong. So fear not. You will still have plenty to listen to. The number is 844-500-4242. You know, Fox is going into all the spending today. They've got different chyrons up. I'm proud of us, Jared, because yesterday we were really flipping through
ahead of the curve.
We were. And we were going through a lot of pork, and I zeroed in on a few things that caught my eye, including the beef-friendly highway and the salmon. And I'm happy to see that that is taking off. That is what other people are interested in as well. And we are going to talk more about it because when you got a 4,000-page bill, you find these nuggets for days to come. And there's a few more nuggets for all of you today. But first up, before I dive into Zelensky and his address to Congress yesterday, I wanted to let all of you know, because I don't know if I'm the only one, I'm glued to this Sam Bankman-Fried situation. I can't stop consuming news about it. And if you haven't heard the latest, his ex-lover, his ex-girlfriend, Caroline Ellison, has pled guilty to fraud. Her and this guy, Gary Wang, who's a co-founder of FTX, I'm sorry, Gary Wong, are cooperating with the Southern District of New York, a.k.a. Flipperoni. They flipped. They flipped on SBF. And meanwhile, the mastermind, the beanbag boy wonder, Sam, is on his way. I don't know if he's landed, if he's in New York. I know he's on his way back to where it all began to face his own charges. And I'll add more commentary on this later and I'll fill you in more. But I just want to say, I just want to go on record here right off the bat. I'm not giving up on these two. I am not giving up on this love story. Would it be easy, Jared, for me to throw in the towel right now? Hell yeah, it would be.
The odds do seem to be against them.
They're not just against them. They're stacked against them. Everyone thinks that this is the end of the Ellison-SBF love affair. And as far as I'm concerned, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. These two are going to find their way back. The same way I don't give up on Avenatti 2024 or Brad and Jen reconciliation, I'm not giving up on these two. They're too young. They've got too much romance ahead of them to put the nail in the coffin right now. So as of right now, it doesn't look good in paradise for these two, but never give up. Now, as we talk today, a big story that has come out is everything to do with this omnibus bill, and especially the $44 billion that appears to be, you know, on its way. Like, it looks like this is going to work out for Ukraine because Chuck Schumer says they have the votes and they're going to vote today. God forbid any of these politicians miss their Christmas festivities. So it looks like the Republicans are going to fold and they're going to have enough votes to push this through, which I would love to say I'm not surprised, but I am. As disappointing as Republicans always are, and that was going to be my poll question, like, who are you more disappointed in? Or who's more to blame for this? It's definitely Republicans. They're emasculated. That's the perfect way to describe it. And I got to give credit to Rand Paul there. But Zelensky was at the White House yesterday. And we talked about it, Jared. We didn't cover his address because at that point he hadn't given it yet. But he did arrive while we were on the air. And I talked about how he showed up clad in all hunter green. And he was on the red carpet with Joe and Jill. Joe's weird wandering hand was kind of floating around his neck and just around his orbit. That's where he's most comfortable.
The most dangerous thing he's faced since February has been Joe Biden's hand.
That hand, man. I rewatched that video and I was like, I am on the mark with this. That hand looks like it could take on a life of its own. Like it looks like it could be separated from Joe and almost like the Adams family just start zooming around Congress and finding its way to everyone's neck in the vicinity. But he addresses Congress. He gets a standing ovation. And behind him, as is the case, you have the speaker and the vice president behind you. So behind him, he has border czar Kamala Harris, who took a break from gawking at the moon, and current speaker Nancy Pelosi, speaker of the House. And so they gleefully held up the Ukrainian flag. I haven't seen these two look this excited really ever. Actually, no, there was maybe Pelosi. No, when Pelosi was ripping up Trump's State of the Union, that was probably the only other time.
She was glowing at that moment. Yeah, this actually, the flag they were holding up was signed by soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers from the front line.
Well, they're holding up this flag. And, you know, Nick Arima pointed out something really important in her latest piece at Red State. She said, you know, Pelosi ripped up. It's hard to, when you see this visual, it's hard, first of all, not to think of Kamala Harris and think, don't we have a border that you should be working on? Don't we have some causes that you should be getting to the root of or something like that? Like, isn't there anything else you could be spending your time doing? But then also when you see Nancy Pelosi, you think of the time she ripped up Trump's State of the Union. And Nick Arima pointed out that temper tantrum actually made more sense because Trump's speech was honoring Americans, American veterans, American citizens. And so it makes more sense that Nancy Pelosi was, you know, so happy to rip up that speech. And when it comes to holding a different country's flag, she was falling out of her chair with joy. I don't think we'd see that same energy if we handed them an American flag. And that's just my gut reaction. That's just a hunch I have. But the whole thing was very off. It was very bizarre. It almost felt like a scene from a movie or something, like from a film. And the same day we find out, like I mentioned, that the U.S. is set to give Ukraine $44 billion, bringing our total contribution to this war to somewhere near $100 billion. That same day, Zelensky's there to tell us we need to do more. And because all of our politicians, this is like the, you know, at the end of The Grinch, how The Grinch looks down at Whoville and they all come together, despite the fact that it came without boxes and packages and bags. It came without blah, blah, blah. And they all get together and they start singing. Spending our money, sending our money to anywhere but here, on anyone but us, on anything except for things that might actually be helpful. That brings our politicians together. That brings all of them together. They all get together. They hold hands. It's like a Christmas miracle. Yeah. I won't lie to you guys, on a total side note, this makes me cry, this scene. I don't know why. Every time. I've watched it a million times. It makes me cry. It really captures the meaning of Christmas. But in this case, sending all our money and spending all our money on foreign wars and sending it to places like Jordan and Yemen to protect their borders, that is something all of our politicians, that's a sentiment they can all get behind, they can all cheer for. And so one other thing, though, important thing that I would like to point out here is that I keep reading, and not just in places like CNN and MSNBC, but even more conservative-leaning outlets, that the people who are skeptical of this spending or oppose this spending to Ukraine are like hardline conservatives. And the narrative that seems to be dominating the airwaves is that these people hate Ukraine. And I don't hate Ukraine. I don't hate the Ukrainian people. That couldn't be further from the truth. But at the same time, even though I don't hate them, and even though I think they're brave, and even though I hope that they can defeat Putin, I can also express my displeasure with the U.S. being used as a never-ending piggy bank for what appears to be a war with no end in sight. And those two things aren't mutually exclusive. So I just think the reframing of this, like if you're critical or skeptical of Zelensky, a man that the MSM, you know, the mainstream media could not stand this guy up until what, Jared? Like a year ago, they hated him. They thought he was Trump 2.0.
Well, the New York Times, Maggie Haberman yesterday, even wrote an article about how, you know, Zelensky began under Trump. It's like, what are we doing?
They can't even decide. They can't even decide what to do. They're like, we like him, but if anything goes wrong, don't forget that Trump created him, you know, and it's so ridiculous. But I think that the idea that if you're skeptical of sending billions of dollars to a country that has a long and storied history of corruption is a huge part of their past in Ukraine, then you are somehow Team Russia or you are somehow anti-freedom is absolutely insane. It's absurd. And it grows.
A country that just last week was caught up in the FTX.
Right.
Stuff. I mean.
And the longer this goes on, the more absurd it gets, the more ridiculous it gets that we can't voice our opposition to this or even express a little bit of concern about it. And so, as I said, meanwhile, Kamala Harris is there. Again, got to give credit to Nick Arima for breaking down that part of the visual, which is Harris looking googly-eyed at Zelensky while our own border is just a disaster. You know, and they keep saying it's like imminent disaster. It's a disaster now. It is sheer chaos. I read an article today in the New York Post about how a migrant teenager, they were crossing so many highways. They like scaled a border wall and they were crossing like one of the biggest highways going. And he was hit by a car. Didn't die. But the driver was so traumatized from the whole thing that he was, you know, talking to reporters or whatever and just... It's such a mess. It is such a mess. We have people crossing our border, walking in, and then in what feels like some sort of prank on us, we're all supposed to watch this Zelensky address and go along with this and act like it's all wonderful and give him a standing ovation like he's a... one of the actors at the Cannes Film Festival. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I can't be the only one who's watching and going, this feels like an episode of The Twilight Zone. It really is. But you know what? They're almost doing us, what the Republicans are doing is they're doing us a favor because all these politicians suck. You can't count on anybody saving you. John Daniel Davidson had a good piece in The Federalist about this. Do not expect these Republicans to save you. Do not expect Mitch McConnell to save you. Don't expect Ron DeSantis to save you. We got to start fixing things from the ground up. I don't know exactly what that means, but I know that the people in D.C., in the Beltway, have no interest in making our lives better or protecting this country. The swamp runs so deep. If Donald Trump was right about anything, he was right about that. My friends at Eden Pure are extending their Gen 40 heater special until Christmas. It's slated to sell out, and this is while supplies last. Reduce your heating bills with the Gen 40 heater. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. You can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with $50 off with code GRACE50. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room and warm you to the bones. This is a really great product, especially when the price of everything is going up. And if you have oil heat like I do, like Jared does, you want to cut back on heating your home. And there's a really simple way to do it. Don't heat up your entire house. Heat up where you are. That's the great thing about the Gen 40 heater is that if you're just chilling in the living room, that's where you can stay warm. Right, Jared?
Yeah. And we've actually been doing that because it's small and it's portable. You can move it room to room wherever you are. And it actually has extended our oil because we usually fill up before the season. We have to fill up in December and then fill up again right around January. But this year, we're still only at half on our tanks. So we get at least 6 more weeks of oil that we don't have to pay for at an exorbitant price because of our use of the Gen 40 heater.
And last year, Eden Pure sold out of these heaters, so you need to act early and order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code GRACE50. Save today, be prepared for the cold temps. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE50. Shipping is free. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley for a delightful afternoon.
Sky rockets in flight.
Boo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
You guys have it, I think.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Afternoon delight.
You know what part of this really cracks me up is whenever I read these stories that the Senate thinks they have the votes to go through with this omnibus bill. They always talk about how, you know, it's a race against time. They're all racing to get out of there. I don't care. Do you think I care if Chuck Schumer makes it home in time for Christmas Eve? I really don't. Like, I don't mean to sound cruel, but they have all year to figure this stuff out. If they choose to try to cram through pork at the last second and someone like, I don't know, Mike Lee or some other Republican wants to put up a little bit of a fight, then good. Is that supposed to make me feel like, oh no, you know what? They should spend $1.7 trillion because this seems like they're in a real rush. This feels very urgent. By the way, you want to know something really funny about this omnibus bill? We talked about some of the spending yesterday, but a name that keeps coming up is this Senator Shelby. I think it's Richard Shelby. He's retiring. And he worked with Pat Leahy, Senator Pat Leahy, to get this thing through and to compromise on this bill as he's walking out the door, stabbing Republicans in the back. And do you know what Shelby happens to be getting out of this? It's pretty coincidental. This big deal that Shelby's on board for, let's see, here's a taste of it. The Republican who's retiring and who worked with Pat Leahy to get this bill through the door, well, he's going to get his name on an FBI training facility. Isn't that poetic? I have plenty to say about the FBI, but that made me chuckle. Like, you know what? These pork-filled projects, we have so much more to discuss. Let's go to Keith. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Keith. Keith, you got you're hitting your phone there.
Oh, okay. Guess who's going to pay for the
All right, Keith. Sorry, you're not a good connection. Try again. As we talk about this, though, I have so much more to say beyond just Shelby. There's more things that I missed out on, and we're going to get to all of us. There was a really good piece in the New York Post that broke down some of this spending, and we'll go through it. It says, taxpayers feel the pain of politicians' wasteful and absurd $1.7 trillion spending plan. And as we mentioned, the $3.6 million for the Michelle Obama trail, the omnibus bill authorizes a chauffeur for the Commissioner of Internal Revenue. That's right. A chauffeur. What? Am I taking crazy pills? Am I missing something? Did I forget when all of this became normal? Because $200 billion is budgeted for the Gender Equity and Equality Action Fund. I know that this is something everybody thinks when you see these numbers go out, but could I just get like a small, tiny slice of this? Could we give $1 billion to the Human Fund, the Grace Curley Fund? I could do so much. I could do so much with this. You know what I would love to see is like, oh, $2 billion going to fixing stuff like potholes and picking up trash on the side of the road. I've lived in this state for so long, there's so many problems, and every time I hear about the trillions of dollars they're spending, I know nothing in my life is going to change. I know nothing is going to improve. We will never see this money. We will feel it when we go to the grocery store, when we go to the gas station, we'll feel it, but we're not going to see the repercussions of all of these great things, these monuments they're building. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with the poll question and with more of your calls. Stay on the line. It's Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I almost forgot, you know, I did see a video today of Joe Biden sitting at his desk with a bunch of maps in front of him, delivering a weather report. And, you know, I just want to issue a warning here to Biff Buffington, because he's coming for your throne. He knows what's going on. He knows this is the next move for him, the logical next step in his career. And now he's giving us weather advice. Now, this storm does look pretty serious. I know they're saying bomb cyclone, so I'm not downplaying that. I'm not saying people shouldn't be careful. But would anyone take Joe Biden's advice, like, on how to get to the break room down the hall, let alone what to do if there was a natural disaster of any sort? I just think it's falling.
I know this is, you know, it's like, it's not like a snow day, you know, when you're a kid. This is serious stuff. And my team is prepared to help communities weather this, no pun intended, this storm, this freeze, and because we need to cope.
One of my biggest pet peeves, I don't like when people say no pun intended if the pun was intended. And that pun was intended, because there's no way he would have caught that pun otherwise. He didn't know he was saying a pun. That was probably written down for him to say no pun intended. Yeah, so Joe gave a little weather report today. No report on what's happening at the border. It's just that the things that this administration chooses to talk about versus the things that they are completely silent on never ceases to amaze. All right, let's get into more of this wasteful spending. And it does look like it's going to happen, because like I said, Christmas is calling. We're on that Christmas Day countdown, and all of these swamp creatures cannot wait to get out of Dodge. So don't try to stand in the way of their Christmas plans, their holiday festivities. They are hell-bent on getting out of town. And if that means spending $3.6 million for the Michelle Obama Trail in Georgia, well then, so be it. That's what we're going to do. Let's also see, as I mentioned, a chauffeur for the Commissioner of Internal Revenue. Love to see that. $200 billion for the Gender Equity and Equality Action Fund. Monuments to me in the bill commemorate politicians' generosity with other people's money. Reading from the New York Post, including the Speaker Nancy Pelosi Federal Building in San Francisco. And the Nancy Pelosi Fellowship Program for the State Department. Lovely. Senator Patrick Leahy finagled his name onto the Patrick Leahy Lake Champlain Basin Program. Senator Richard Shelby also got his name on the FBI training facility, even though almost everything in Alabama is already named after him, according to Scott Parkinson of the Club for Growth. You know, if I was ramming through, if I was pulling this over on the American people, this boondoggle, this terrible, no good, wasteful, pork-filled spending package over on the American people, I feel that then getting a building named after me is a bridge too far. It's too cute by half. You know, it's really tempting fate. Like, you're already getting it through. You're already getting your way. Maybe it reminds me of Goodfellas when he says, you know, lay low for a while. And she buys the pink Cadillac and the fur coat. And he says, I told you to lay low. What do you not understand about laying low? If you're passing this $1.7 trillion and you still go for the, hey, by the way, that FBI training facility, you think we can throw my name on it? It just feels greedy. It just feels, and it brings me back to Howie's old saying about, I think it's about, is it public employees or state employees? He says, they don't just clean the plate, they lick it. And this is licking the plate. All of these extra things to themselves, these extra monuments. The bill provides massive subsidies to encourage the continuing tidal wave of illegal immigration while banning spending any funds to construct border fencing in certain areas. As you can see from what's happening in El Paso, we would not want any sort of border there, because you really like it to be wide open so people can just run through and then run onto the highway and just wreak havoc throughout the country. Now, an important note. While scoffing at safeguarding the U.S. border, Congress is sending $410 million for enhanced border security to Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt. Does anyone else think, like, if you were to try to explain this to someone from the greatest generation, like, I always think of my grandfather. If I tried to explain to him, if he were alive today, and I said, well, we're not doing anything to protect our border, but we are going to spend $410 million and send it to Jordan and send it to Lebanon so they can protect their borders, I think he'd have me locked up. I think he would assume I had lost my mind. Like, there's no, she's talking nonsense. She's talking ragtime. There's no way that can be true. It just defies logic that any society, any civilization would do this. It's like we're falling on our swords or something. We're on a suicide mission. And here I was going to keep this. And here I was going to keep this last show of the week very, very light. Last show for me. Reminder, we will be here tomorrow. Congress is dolloping out $1.5 million for the COVID-19 American History Project. Oh, my God. Again, it is like they are trying to cause us pain. It is like they are trying to not just throw it in our face, but slap us in the face with all of this. Tom, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Grace. Thanks for taking my call. By the way, I'm in Alabama right now. And I view this with the Republicans that vote for this bill. They basically want it because of the massive increase in defense spending. And correct me if I'm wrong, but somewhere in the bill, isn't there weakening language for the Electoral College? Am I correct on that?
I haven't read enough into it to know. I know there's stuff in there about the Electoral College, but I can't confirm nor deny that exactly.
All right. Well, just for the sake of argument, if it is true and there is a weakening of the Electoral College, what's going to happen in the future is basically the Northeast and the West Coast states are basically going to elect the president because those are the most populous areas of the country. And you might as well forget about Iowa. You might as well forget about places like Missouri. You don't count. You don't have the population numbers as compared to these other states.
Yeah, and this is what the left's been wanting for a long time. I mean, Wanda Sykes was on, I think, Stephen Colbert talking about this exact thing, how we should just, you know, stop counting the flyover states and start taking, you know, the popular votes from New York and California or give them more electoral votes. And it's so ridiculous, especially, Tom, when you look at the state of both of those places. You look at New York and you look at California. You know what they have in common? One word, exodus. People can't get out of there fast enough. But we're going to let those people who are dodging human feces on their way to work and waving hello to the open-air drug market next to their apartment, next to their overpriced apartment, we're going to let them tell us who we should be electing. We're going to put the power all in their hands because everything's working out so well for them thus far. And it's just, and you know, the first thing Tom said, because I haven't read enough, and you know what, I don't even feel bad. Normally, I'd feel unprepared. It's 4,000 pages, and they've shoved it down our throat in 24 hours. There's only so much I can do. But the first thing he said about the defense budget, I don't buy that either. Like, I don't buy that Republicans need to go along with this to get their priorities in this bill. You pass a short-term solution, and we'll be in charge of the House in January. We'll have a lot more say. What is the rush? And don't try to tell me, oh, if we don't fund it, time's running out. I agree with Rand Paul. I don't buy that for 2 seconds. I think it's a lot more dangerous to write basically a blank check to these morons in D.C. than to wait till January. And I cannot grasp why the Republicans in the Senate don't want to do that. And you could sit at home and go, well, Grace, it's Mitt Romney, you know, it's Mitch McConnell. What do you expect? But still, why do they run as Republicans? You know what I would love to see? I'm at the point now. I am at the point where put a Democrat in there. Like Mitch McConnell, there's no one who's going to be able to knock him out as far as Republicans go. Have a Democrat beat him. Because what's the difference? What difference does it make? To quote Hillary Clinton, another Democrat. Really, what difference does it make? They're not doing anything for us. And in fact, I would say with Mitch McConnell, he's actively working against us. Same with Mitt Romney. So this whole, like, hold your nose, whatever, well, why? Todd, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Grace.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Merry Christmas.
You too.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Republicans and this this budget that they're trying to rush through. I think at this point, you know, for a while I was kind of like steering away from Trump, but now I'm starting to wonder, well, I think this guy really has it figured out. The swamp is bigger than we could ever have imagined. And I think we need to start a new party. We need to start the Patriot Party. People who care about this country and care about, the important things, especially our border right now. So, you know, I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but I think it's time to vote all these Republicans out.
All right. Well, Todd, here's what I'll say. I always try to be as, even when I'm angry, which I am today, I always try to be as realistic as possible. I don't think we should start our own party. I don't think that's the solution. And I don't even think all these Republicans need to be voted out. I definitely think there's a few that I've had a 180 on in the past couple of days. I don't know what the solution is, but I read this piece, I mentioned it in the opening, by John Daniel Davidson, and he talked about how we need to let go of the idea that there's anyone out there who's going to save us, whether it be Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, that there's some sort of superhero with a cape who's going to come in and make things right and fix things. That's not going to happen. And so I know what you're probably thinking. Well, that's depressing. Because for a lot of people, that's what gets them through. You know, they think, well, you know, and Donald Trump's going to come back. He's going to win. And then he's going to overturn the swamp. And, you know, I don't care if that's how you, if that's what helps you sleep at night. If you think that's going to happen, you have every right to think that. But as far as saving this country, what Davidson pointed out is it's not going to be fun and it's not going to be exciting. It's the really boring stuff. It's the school board committees. You know, it's going to the all of these meetings that usually no one attends and voting for things and getting involved. And none of that is what people want to hear because it's slog, you know, and it's not instant results and it's not instant gratification. But you have to do that. You have to take back your towns and reinstill some conservative values in your towns one by one. And that's what's going to change it. It's not going to be these people. I don't care if you start your own party and you elect. There's something about the swamp. It's like a magic place where I don't care if you elect the person who you think this is a real Republican. This is a real conservative. This is a real patriot. Call that person whatever you want. They go to the swamp and it's intoxicating. And maybe it's because this was never what public life or being a public servant was supposed to be. You know, you're supposed to have a real job and then serve, you know, in Congress or in the Senate for a few years and then go back to having a real job. When the founding fathers were coming up with this stuff, they didn't think they were going to have Nancy Pelosi's in there who were making millions of dollars for hundreds of years. That wasn't the plan. And so I just think people need to get involved. And I know you're probably saying, well, what does that even mean? I don't really know. But I know that Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney and Kevin McCarthy even, none of these people have your best interest at heart. None of these people are really fighting for you. Even when they seem like they're fighting for you, Kevin McCarthy right now, he appears like he cares about the Republicans, and that's fine. Because it's I'm happy. Beggars can't be choosers. If he's our fighter right now, I'll take it. But he's only trying to save his own behind and get elected speaker. So everybody there has like these ulterior motives and these other motivations to why they're doing things. And you fall at the very bottom of their priority list every damn time. I promise, though, I'm really going to turn this around here in a sec. I'm going to be very peppy when I come back. I think I got all my anger out. 844-500-4242. Can you blame me, though? Some of this stuff is absolutely obscene. $7.5 million for research targeted toward developing a better understanding of the domestic radicalization phenomenon. $7.5 million? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect. I went to Perfect Smiles yesterday, first thing in the morning. I was so happy I did. Julie, the dental hygienist, took care of me. She did such an amazing job. Everything there is state of the art. Everybody from the person at the front desk, Melissa, to the person who's cleaning your teeth, to Dr. Houghton, who can transform your smile. Everybody is going to treat you like a VIP. You are going to be in such good hands. They are so nice. They are so good at what they do, and they're really passionate about it. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and in your personal life. It changes your energy. It changes your attitude, and it can really change your whole life because the better you look, the better you feel. That helps every aspect of your life. Now, 2023 is going to be here before you know it, so you have the opportunity to go into the new year with more confidence than ever before. If you've thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called, take care of yourself because you deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They're conveniently located off of Route 3. They have plenty of parking, and you can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. You can also check out their video testimonials there. If you're really thinking about transforming your smile, I suggest checking those out. Howie's on there. There's a lot of people who can tell you the exact kind of experience they had and how it was tailored to what they needed. So make sure you check out perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. We'll be right back with more of your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
We still got a lot of show left. I've got updates on Keith Olbermann and the FBI. Now that's a tease. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets, and it's incumbent on you to be prepared. So get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code GRACE15 to get 15% off your next purchase. That's GRACE15 to get 15% off your next purchase. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Christmas tree, real or fake?
All right, so I'm voting real because it's all I've ever known. But I don't have any hate for the fake trees. And I know the fake tree community is a passionate one and they're proud people. And I don't want to give them the impression that we're trying to hate on them. I will vote real though.
48% say real.
Oh, 52% so this is close.
Say fake. Yes.
I thought this was going to be like 99-1. This is close. And, you know, they're in very short supply this year, along with amoxicillin and children's Tylenol and baby formula. Christmas trees in very short supply. All right, let's go to Eddie. You've been on the line a while. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, Grace, thanks so much. Merry Christmas. Look, like Howie, if you look at history and you look at 5th century Rome, when they lost their borders and all the uneducated barbarians, so to speak, came into, you know, Rome, and it went down really quick. Now, what these people are doing with the money for Homeland Security and the other agencies at the border isn't to stop anything. It's to facilitate another year of unlimited illegal immigration, right? There's no security in it. It's just for processing more people to get them in. Mitch McConnell is a disgrace. You know, I mean, he is just the ultimate. And this country is not going to last, you know, unlike it ever was.
Unless things change, I do agree with you. I don't think that, and you know, it's interesting that you mentioned Rome and Howie's the person who always kind of drilled this into my mind, and I think it's really true. Because sometimes I'll say to Howie, you know, you look back at this. Do people not learn history? And Howie said, it's not even about knowing history. It's just about human nature. That's the reason history is so important, because human nature stays the same. And there's a reason that countries have borders and protect the people in their country and don't send $100 billion to countries without asking any questions. Doesn't make you a bad person, makes you a logical one. We'll be right back to talk the FBI and so much more. Don't go anywhere.